Hello there. Thank you for joining with me. We're actually breaking into chapter 4 today. And I want us to be talking about what I've called the genesis of strife. And chapter 4, verse 1 from the New Living Translation reads, "What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you?" J.B. Phillips puts it this way, "But what about the feuds and struggles that exist among you? Where do you suppose they come from? Can't you see that they arise from conflicting passions within yourselves? By way of reminder, and also to give some context to what is coming, let me make two comments here. The first is that earthly wisdom has self at the epicenter, whilst heavenly wisdom has others at the epicenter. Secondly, jealousy and selfish ambition were found firstly in the heart of Lucifer, or Satan, who is the arch strategist of division and disharmony, both in the world and in the church. And so the conclusion of chapter 3 was all about the sowing of peace. In chapter 4, however, James opens up with the issue of quarrelling. Now, we cannot blame Lucifer or Satan for everything. Often the blame should be laid on our own doorsteps. James comes up with the truth that the cause for so much conflict around us actually lies within ourselves. The two words that he uses, quarrels and fights, are fairly synonymous. We would say trouble and strife. It can be said that the first word describes a bigger picture battle that is prolonged, and the second word describes a skirmish that is narrowed down to an issue and comes suddenly. One's big picture, one's a small issue. And remember too that James is talking to Christians here. This is not physical warfare with traditional weapons. Instead, the weapons that are being used here are the tongue, a sharp sword, and a bad attitude. The real root of such divisive behavior, according to James, is self-centeredness. He talks about the evil desires that are at war within us. And there are two things to observe here. The first is that the words evil desires are translated from a single Greek word, hedone, from which we get our word hedonism. Hedonism has as its goal the unqualified and unrestricted pursuit of pleasure. The New American Standard Bible actually translates the word as pleasures, whereas the King James Version gets to the bones of it by translating the word as lusts in the plural. Now, before we start to get the idea that God is against pleasure, God is not against pleasure. James is talking here about inordinate, uncontrolled, undisciplined pleasures or passions. God is certainly not against pleasure. He is, however, much against selfishness, and he certainly is against all lust. Lust is always on the take, whereas love is always on the give. Lust takes, love gives. Incidentally, Jesus said that our spiritual life is choked by the cares and riches and pleasures, or hedone, of life. And that spiritual fruit does not mature. The second thought is that these warring passions dwell within us. And the Greek word for war carries within it the sense of encampment and suggests that these passions are encamped or entrenched within us. It's also the word that forms the basis of our word strategy. What are we saying here? These words are strategically well dug into us. These passions are well dug in us strategically to disrupt. So what does all this mean? Simply this. There are vast areas deeply ensconced within us all that are unconquered by the Spirit of God, that remain ungovernable and resistant to godliness. And every now and then, these little ruly encampments kick off under certain circumstances and get us into trouble with God and with others. And according to James, reading between the lines, these passions kick off because we have seen something that we haven't got and someone else has. Desires that are not under the control of the Spirit, the conscience and reason can leap ahead and take us out of God's boundaries. James is strong about the strength of uncontrolled passions and desires. Frustrated desires can lead to murder. We may not use actual weapons, but we can voice our frustration in destructive ways. And as one has said, if looks could kill, the world would be knee-deep in corpses. Inner conflict becomes the source of outer conflict. So our thought for the day is this. Unconquered and ungoverned areas within us are the source of much distress and defeat. Maybe we need to ask the Holy Spirit to do a deep cleansing and to bring under His and our control certain troublesome areas of our lives. And so we pray. Dear Lord, please do a new work of divine invasion into the dark and shadowy areas of my life. Please leave no stone unturned until all that is within me is subdued and firmly under the government of your kingdom. Amen. Thank you for listening. In the next session, I'm going to continue with this and talk about the power of passions. Until then, you take care out there. God bless.